Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, thanks so much for jumping on board with us here this past year and now into the future. What a crazy 2020 it was behind us, and hopefully we are catapulted into the future, into a much different, better situation. Let's put it that way. 63 million of us are working during the pandemic at home. It probably could be more than that. So that means lots of sweatpants have been sold. Somebody is making money off of that, right? What's really crazy, and I said this in a previous show, that they did a study, the National Bureau of Economic Research, and they found that the average workday increased by 48.5 minutes. 48.5 minutes, can you believe it? And how about toilet paper? Did you stock up on toilet paper because you would go to the store and you would find, oh my gosh, the shelves are barren? I had a friend that had, Kate was so nice, came to the house, left some in the very beginning of this pandemic back in 2020 on my front porch because, yeah, there was no toilet paper to be found. I mean, none. And it was pretty scary. There wasn't just toilet paper. There were other things that all of a sudden there would be a run on. But especially toilet paper, that's the thing that really stood out to most people. And it really was the year of being on the screen. Whether you were Zooming or Skyping or taking classes or having kids or grandkids that were taking classes that way because school was that way. Very, very strange. I mean, the world changed. We know that. And now it's about the vaccine, tracking the vaccine, what do we need to know about that, and everything in between, and what happens economically as things lift and the flow gets going again. And frankly, the flow cannot get here fast enough. I mean, let's face it. And then there's the changing of the guard. What is Washington going to look like? We are more polarized than ever in this nation about everything, aren't we? I mean, really. And what is that going to look like now that there is the changing of the White House? Donald Trump, I think, is back in 2024, or at least running. There, unless for some reason he changes his mind, doesn't want to do it, whatever, because he is going to be more popular than ever, and he's amassed a war chest that's unbelievable, because there's no question in traveling around the country, there are plenty of people that are saying, thanks for having our back, etc., whatever. And this is a tougher job now, too, because this is the first president in recent history, because the last three were two-term presidents where the person who occupied 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue didn't have a full 8 years. Often presidents talk about initiatives or things they want to happen that don't really come to fruition or have a better chance unless you get, you know, you have the 8 years, that it makes a very, very big difference. So that's not happening for the first time in an incredibly long time, because the last three, one Republican and two Democrats, were two-termers. He's not, but he could come back, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Republican Party. Coming up on the weekend, it's the final weekend of the NFL, and there are some interesting things at stake playoff-wise. I honestly, that's one of the calls I made this year that was wrong. I thought the NFL was not going to make it. I thought that maybe we'd see a handful of games, half a season, and then COVID protocol, of course, would be there. But because it's a contact sport, it would collapse. You wouldn't see a whole season. But we did. We were seeing the last season in the NFL. The last games of the season, and then into the playoffs. So some of the teams, you wouldn't have expected them to be where they are. Like the Jets, hey, they've picked up a couple. So they're 2-13, and they take on the Patriots. And the Buccaneers, who knew? Tom Brady, the quarterback, 10-5. They're at home. They're taking on the Falcons at Raymond James Stadium, one of my favorites because they have the pirate ship. It's kind of cool, I got to say. And then you look at the Dallas Cowboys and the Cowboys who are hanging on by that thread. Who says that they might not be there? I mean, yeah, it's just a tiny door, but you never know. Cowboys are 6-9. They take on the Giants in New York, and the Giants are 5-10. Dallas heavily favored in this one. Well, heavily favored by 3 points, but they're favored anyway in the game. And then the Saints, people listening to us and who that nation, I picked the Saints to go pretty far, and they're not disappointing. The Saints are 11-4. And they take on the Panthers, who have had lots of problems. The Titans have been exciting to watch. They finish off with the Texans in Houston. And then the team that changed its name, Washington, because Redskins was dumped, Washington taking on the Eagles in a kind of a who cares game, unless for Philadelphia it's kind of the end of the maybe face saving, I don't know, but other than that, nothing for them. And for Washington, it's a big game because looking at the NFC East, and Washington is favored by only a point and a half. So it's the end of the regular season in the NFL. Resolutions get made on New Year's, and resolutions go back, and eating black-eyed peas and other traditions that happen, and I think maybe people are starting new resolutions, but the top 10 resolutions always seem to be eat healthier, exercise more, save money, spend less, do something new, learn a language, learn some history, learn to, make puzzles and learn to do woodworking or whatever it is. I mean, it could be anything. Quit smoking is always high on the list. Drink less. I can't imagine drink less. I mean, in all seriousness, I'm not saying this from the alcoholic point of view because, of course, anybody fighting that battle, it has to be the worst. And I've seen family members go through that, and proudly, I'm proud of them. They've come out on the other side. But somebody will tell you when they're an alcoholic, always an alcoholic, and it's about how long you are sober. But drinking has, as far as liquor being sold, has shot up during the pandemic because people are at home, right? So going out to places different and staying in and social distancing if you had anyone in your backyard or in your front yard or whatever it might be. And I've done both. I had a friend where we only a handful of us sat in the front yard. We were spaced out. And she actually even measured it. And then I had people in my backyard and got one of those fire pits and did the social distancing thing that way. So we did learn some new words, like social distancing. Constantly heard that, right? Zooming. Constantly heard that word. It's really wild to see 2020 in the rearview mirror and catapulting us forward. I can't wait to unveil some of the things that are happening on this show. We have some great surprises for you coming up in January. So stay with us.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions with family. SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit amazon.com/snap.
Snow is a member of IBM's X-Force Red Team and is a well-renowned social engineer or ethical hacker. She uses her skills to help people stay protected and informed. Thank goodness for that. And we are thrilled to have her with us because what a perfect time to talk about what is going on with COVID-19 and all the scammers that are out there. And IBM Security and Morning Consult just did a 2020 Consumer and Small Business COVID-19 Awareness Study, and some of it was pretty frightening. I just was reading that the other day. Snow, thanks so much for popping on.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk about scammers and who are they targeting and, of course, why?
So since the pandemic has started, it's really impacted everyone, especially consumers and small business owners. They're constantly being bombarded with changing information from stimulus checks to stay-at-home orders, small business loans, and even the promise of vaccines. And because of this, scammers are targeting them by playing off of their fear and confusion. And since COVID-19 was declared a pandemic, IBM X-Force saw a 6,000% increase in COVID-19-related spam.
Wow. That's a lot. So what do they look like? What do the COVID-19 related scams look like? How can we tell?
Yeah, so the scams have really ranged from emails impersonating major banks like American Express and Wells Fargo, all the way to claiming to be the SBA and even the WHO. So an example of one that we've seen, it pretends to be a major bank. And in the email, it says that you've received your stimulus fund credit, but to authorize this and to get your money, you have to first verify yourself. So if you click a link, it takes you to a website that looks almost identical to your bank's login. And if you were to give them your username and password and try to log in, the attackers
that's scary. And I can see, I mean, they're clever at disguising it, so it looks real. You're rushing around, and boom, you go for it, especially when you talk about a stimulus because you want the money.
Absolutely, and the attackers are really smart. They're paying attention to current times, and they're adjusting as things change. So it makes it a lot harder.
All right, once again, we're speaking with Snow, and she's an expert at this kind of stuff. So what about phone calls? Because there's text and phone calls, too, correct?
Absolutely. So one of the things to think about with phone calls is attackers can change their caller ID to look like anything they want, such as an IT department or a bank. So that's a tactic that they're really good at using, is calling you from a number that appears to be legitimate and maybe ask you to verify your information or supply some type of account information or banking information. And that's a pretty clever tactic because it looks legitimate.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, it's about the awareness. And Snow, you're a member of IBM's X-Force Red Team. Tell us what that's about.
So we are a group of hackers, and I specifically am a social engineer, which is another word for like a modern-day con artist. But me and my team, we test networks, people, buildings, and we try to break into them to find any vulnerabilities for our clients before bad guys do. So our job is to think like a criminal with the end goal of keeping our clients safe.
I love that. So how do you get into that? So you were obviously very good at what you did. You knew how to think of all the angles, and you must brainstorm on them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a very talented team of people, and we all collaborate together. But I actually have an interesting background. My background is special effects makeup, and I'm able to leverage that into some of the work I do. So if we do go on site to a client and are actually trying to break into their facility, we can do things like disguises and things like that. So it's really fun to be able to leverage another skill set I have into what I do.
Boy, no kidding. Well, I've got to ask you this. Consumers, small businesses, what can we do to protect ourselves?
One of the biggest things I like to tell people is to slow down. Right now, because of the pandemic, a lot of people are feeling rushed and, you know, they're really scared, but you just have to slow down. Or if you're on your phone, it's a small screen, so it's really hard to see all of the details. And make sure you question things. If an email or call, you know, look or feel shady, they probably are. And the other thing is to go to the website directly. So let's say you receive an email that might be your bank. Instead of clicking on links or opening attachments, go to their website directly. More times than not, they have this information on the homepage or link to an FAQ page where you can get tons of information. And then the last thing I'd like to suggest is enable multi-factor authentication. This is really just an extra security layer. So instead of logging in with just your username and password, you also have an additional piece of information you have to enter, like a code from a text message. That way, if attackers do have your username and password, they can't log in without that extra code.
Oh, that is so, so good. Well, I think it's so interesting what you do, Snow. And one last thing, where can listeners go for more info on this?
Absolutely. So for more information, listeners can go to ibm.com/COVID-19.
All right, perfect. Snow, keep doing what you're doing. Wow, so intriguing. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, how interesting is that when you think about what she's doing? And Snow mentioned some things, like you look at these alleged emails from the IRS, and 35% of the respondents to that awareness study that I mentioned expect to hear communications from the IRS by mail. And despite all the warnings from the IRS and from various law enforcement agencies and anybody you can think of connected to the security community, the IRS is never going to email you about your tax filing. So just put that in your head, plant that in your head. You're not going to get an email on it. And if you do, it is a scam. They are phishing. They are looking for you. So here's something else pulling out of our conversation. You look at small business owners and this confusion that's kind of all over the place. Only 14% of small business owners feel like they're knowledgeable about the process to get across, to get access, rather, to the government's small business loan relief program. We just had more money put into that, so a second layer of that, right? And despite the guidance that's out there, that's offered all over the place, again, going, as Snow said, going directly to the site, I guess it's, she's right, it's the cycle of being so fast to quickly react and do things that we're not paying attention. We're not thinking that it's any kind of clickbait or any of that kind of stuff. And of course, the stimulus checks and COVID-19, it's a disaster for this. Testing is, you know, it's become the perfect clickbait. And on that survey, over half of the people responded said they would click on links or open attachment in emails, any of the emails they got that pertain to their stimulus check eligibility. And again, it looks so real. So once you click on it, boom, they are in. So somebody who's trying to get you, and that's why this team that they have, the IBM X-Force Red Team, I mean, how clever is that? How smart? Because they're trying to stay ahead of the game to think of what a criminal would do and what is it that they would put out there to try to pull you in, what kind of scam. And because we're in unprecedented times, in uncharted waters especially, but always, I shouldn't say always, but mostly it's connected scams really get life when they're connected to panic and fear, and then particularly when there's something that happens that's devastating to people, and obviously COVID-19 falls into that category with the rampant unemployment and people waiting for stimulus checks, like we said, or waiting to apply for loans, any of that kind of thing. And, of course, this is so, so key. I can't say it enough because I know people that I think are super smart. Two people in my world that got sucked into a scam, and it was related to the IRS and their business. And because it was a business thing and they were going through with the IRS what they were doing with the business, they didn't realize that this was phony. And unfortunately, it took them down a very, very scary, scary path. So, so glad that Snow joined us to talk about what they're doing, and as part of that ethical hacking team, the insights that they are out there providing, you know, to protect consumers and small business owners from cyber criminals, you know, while being up on everything that we need to know during the pandemic. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Remember, we're all in this together. Mahalo.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate with a rare New Year's Day session as they will gavel in at noon Eastern time today. By rule, the vote to end debate on the override defense bill veto comes at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, which needs 60 votes. Starting today, illegal immigrants will be able to apply for driver privilege cards in Virginia. Advocates of the permits claim the issue is in the interest of public safety. Virginia's General Assembly, which has a Democratic majority, passed the legislation allowing the cards in March. Illegal immigrants will be able to apply for driver privilege cards if they are a resident of Virginia, if they have reported income from Virginia sources in the last year or were claimed as a dependent, and if their driving privilege is not suspended or revoked in Virginia or elsewhere. And a very happy new year from all of us here at USA Radio News. As the calendar turns to 2021, the Good News Network reports on a survey that revealed 2021 could be a lot better. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports from the Texas Bureau.
Jerry Weiss-Corbelly of the Good News Network tells us about one result from the survey that was conducted by one poll. So what do people want in 2021?
Number one, have a more positive outlook in life. Number two, try not to focus on the negative things as much. Number three, take better care of their mental health. Number four, donate more money to charity. And number five, volunteer in their community more.
Mayor Bill de Blasio is declaring March 14th a day of remembrance in New York City for coronavirus victims. The city's first resident died from virus complications on that day in 2020. Since then, more than 25,000 New York City residents have passed from the virus. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I can't tell you how long I've been waiting to interview Anil, who has written these very, I'm going to call them charming, interesting, challenging, learning in a fun way, children's books that I believe adults can read and really enjoy. We're going to talk about a couple of them specifically, but I want to mention a bunch of them too, because he is what I call the master of reinvention, like the wordsmith that has skills in the reverse arts is what I call it, reversing things and being able to use alliteration and all kinds of interesting ways he twists words, etc. So without further ado, we go to Perth, Australia. Anil, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a delight.
You know, you've written several books, and I guess even the first time you wrote a book was in 1979, but you have written How to Double the Meaning of Life, Silly Animal Rhymes and Stories A to Z, which we'll talk about, Strange Bedfellows, Strange Bedfellows Volume C. You really get a kick out of writing children's books, don't you?
Well, no, those Strange Bedfellows aren't children's books.
But the silly animal rhymes in Stories A to Z, that's a children's book.
Very much. I call it all age. I say from ages 2 to 102 on the cover because it's something I hope everybody will enjoy. But I have had, if I might say this, I have had a neighbor who's a teaching assistant read the book to two different classes of fourth and fifth graders, I believe they were. And they loved it, and they all wrote, each of them, the teacher had them do it, each of them wrote me a little essay with questions and telling me how much they liked it. Two or three of them said, they're my biggest fan.
Uh-huh.
That was delightful.
So it's interesting, like you said, I guess separating the children's book from the other books, the, you know, Strange Bedfellows, Fun with Etymology, Strange Bedfellows, More Fun with Etymology. Is part of this because of your background, the science background, and, you know, even before that you were a preacher, you've really led a very interesting life. We could just talk about your life. Is that part of what drove you to also write in that direction?
I suppose so. The overriding thing that drove me was a love of wordplay. And that's why I spent so much of my effort writing articles for Wordways, the Journal of Recreational Linguistics.
Yeah, so that's a better way. So you're kind of a linguistics expert, I would say. I think it's fair to say that.
Well, self-made. I'm definitely not a professional.
Right. But self-made, that's what was my point of the kind of the reverse engineering everything. That makes sense to me. So if we talk about silly animal rhymes and stories A to Z, and you just talked about some of the kids, and I agree. I think, I guess in my mind, really all your books could be read by anyone. I think that. But when you look at that particular book, what went into that and what is it about?
Well, it's an alphabet book, A to Z, and it's a bunch of monorhymes for selected animals that have good rhymes. And then on top of that, I laid a bunch of silly prose expansions of the stories and a lot of nonsense and other additions. The ones I call adult, the others, all the other books except that one, I call them adult partly, mainly because they're too difficult for kids, but also they contain a little bit of material that isn't suitable for kids.
Right. Yeah. And I guess I'm just a big kid at heart, so I'm thinking of myself that I like it all, and it fits all the way across. You know, when you talk about the silly animal rhymes and the stories A to Z, it's so interesting. Even if you look at the very beginning of it, because you say A to Z, so you start with alligators, a sort of joining. Ah, a sort of joining. Explain a sort of joining.
Yeah, that's because the boy alligator ate the girl alligator, so she joined him inside.
I like that as sort of joining, because we don't want to tell everyone everything about the book, especially it'd be great to get this for any kids that you know, but gummy shark, beware.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why beware of a gummy shark?
Well, I made that up. They aren't really dangerous, but I pretend they are because it's such a good rhyme. And of course, that one is one of my favorites.
Yeah, and I have a fascination with sharks, so it's one of my favorites, too. So there you go. And then even if we went right into the middle of the pack, kind of the eel seal, no dinner today. That's just great. How'd you come up with that?
Well, I was dictated. I used a rhyming dictionary. I cheated. And it pretty well told me what I could say, and I had to work with the rhymes available to create stories. And so a lot of animals I would like to have included, I couldn't because they didn't have rhymes.
Yeah, because you stuck to the whole idea of the rhyming and, of course, the purpose of doing that. So let's jump from that, which, of course, you can get the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. And let's talk about Strange Bedfellows and coming up with that. What was behind the first one, Strange Bedfellows and then Volume C?
Well, that was just, as a word lover, I'm also a lover of origins, etymology, and I just sort of realized at some point that I could take a bunch of related words as a pool and create sentences or phrases purely out of those words, without any other words. And I took it seriously enough that I went and did two whole books worth of creations of that sort.
And when you, and, you know, there's satire, obviously. And in the second one, there's a lot of satire in it. So you can, I mean, you just get a sense of your sense of humor and the essays, the stories, the phrases. It's very, very amusing. So would people describe you as a funny guy?
Well, I try to be.
What is you said to me you really like Strange Bedfellows Volume C. Why do you really like that the best?
Probably because it's got the most satire in it. And although I'm very lighthearted in general, I'm serious about politics and enjoyed satirizing Trump, amongst other things.
Yeah, and I like too how you even say, even if somebody's looking you up and they look up the book, the Volume C, More Fun with Etymology, and you have it also listed as some simulated Sanskrit homilies. And I thought that was so funny. It was like kind of an Easter egg, if you will. And I can only imagine as you, again, you have this split thing where you've got the children's books, then you have this. What do you see in the future? I mean, as a writer, as somebody who likes to communicate through the written word, what do you see next for you?
Well, I've already written two more books. One of them is in press, and the other one is waiting to be submitted. And they're both in the same vein. One is this Silly Animal Rhymes and Stories, Zoo 2, I call it. And the other one is more silly rhymes, but this one's for adults, and it's called 101 Animal Universes. Universe meaning monorhyme, also meaning the world of the animals. Then after them, my next I've got two projects yet. I can't decide which one to get next. One is an update of Anno Dodo, which is a manual of extinction. It's all about a bunch of animals and how they go extinct with puns. And a whole lot of other related stuff thrown in a real big book that I'm going to have to condense. And the other one that I'm contemplating is Dr. Duck's Daily Deli. Dr. Duck is a character in all my previous books. Even there's even one little mention of him in the Anno Dodo, I think.
Yeah.
It's a satire on a greedy commercial enterprise that'll lie or do whatever they have to get people to buy their products.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny, again, the way that you shift gears and the satire that flows, it just flows in Strange Bedfellows, Volume C. So I'd encourage anyone that's listening to us to pick that up for sure. I mean, actually, both of those, the first Bedfellows, too. And for kids, you can get away with all that, so everybody in the whole family can be happy because they can all get a piece of an ill.
Oh, good.
Right? So how easy is that? What a pleasure talking to you. And again, you can get the books on Amazon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Introducing my crew. So crazy how we get down. Never thought it would be like this. So crazy how we get down.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This guy's last name, Jerry Delaney, joins us, and he's written a book called Bannock, A Growing Up Story in the Vigilante West. And I was thinking of Jerry this weekend, not just because he has a great last name and he has a great book, but I got a Stetson because as soon as everything lifts, I'm on my way to Santa Fe, and the Stetson will work perfectly. It'll be perfect for walking around the plaza there, just a beautiful place, and that's where Jerry is. So, Jerry, obviously you have a fascination with the West, right?
Well, I grew up in Montana.
And we have a lot of listeners in Montana. What was it like growing up in Montana?
Oh, what was it like? Oh, boy. Well, I actually lived there from 7 to 17 and went to grade school and high school there, and then I left at the end of my 16th year. My father took a job on the war crimes trials in Tokyo, and so we moved from Montana to Tokyo. So what I can compare is growing up in Montana with living in Tokyo and when I was 17 and beyond, and it was a huge change in life. I mean, it was a whole pivot and changing one's life. But Montana was beautiful. Montana was beautiful. We lived at the foot, on the foot of Flathead Lake with the Mission Mountains to 5 miles to the east of us and the lake in front of us and the rolling hills to the west. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous town.
So we have to go back to, you're in this gorgeous place, Flathead Lake, the rolling hills, you're looking at all of that.
and then you all of a sudden get catapulted to Tokyo, and your father has a big job with the war crimes trial. So for you, all of a sudden, again, being in Tokyo, and especially something with the war crimes trials, what did he say about that time period?
Well, it was a real inflection time for the United States because we had just emerged from the war with a real deep sense of triumph. And the Nuremberg trials took place and the Tokyo trials took place. And my father specifically was on the prosecution staff there in Tokyo. And trying to establish international laws that would prevent future wars. Well, we know what happened to that. So that was a big disappointment. But at the time, it was a joyous time because it was part of our sense of exceptionalism came out of that time.
Yeah,
which I don't care for, but that did.
Yeah. What an interesting front row seat for you. And let's talk about your book. So we go back to your roots in the West, Montana. Tell us about Bannack.
Well, Bannack was a mining community and that opened in 1960 when they discovered gold on Grasshopper Creek. And it immediately became very fruitful and became very produced a lot of gold and produced a lot of influx from people from the east and south. So you had my main character, a young man named Billy Mayfair at 16 years old, comes up to Montana from Illinois, where his home was, and works in the mining camp in Montana. It's a great adventure story of him hitchhiking by Canastota wagon from Illinois to St. Louis and working in a Union hospital during the Civil War in St. Louis, and then getting a steamer up north 2,000 miles to the mining camp in what would soon be Montana Territory. So it's an adventure story.
And what's so impressive about your book is that I feel like we're right there. You plant us right there. And I have to tell you, it was really sad thinking of the Civil War in St. Louis and what that was like. And I think people don't realize how bloody and how sad and how families were torn apart by the Civil War. Do you think the same thing?
Oh, yes. It was. And it was a real seminal period in American history, of course. And it gave birth to the vigilantes, for one thing. And that's what turned me on to the book, because I had grown up in Montana, as you know, and had been taught in school that the vigilantes were great heroes in the West. And I discovered that wasn't true, and that's what led me to start writing the book.
Yeah. So tell us about you told us about Billy Mayfair. Tell us more about, it's an adventure story. Tell us more about the book. I mean, obviously you take us a couple of different places.
Well, it's a book that basically does two things. It's a growing up story, an adventure story, in which Billy Mayfair is basically kicked out of his home by his father and hitchhikes to St. Louis and works in St. Louis, as I said, at a Civil War hospital, and then takes the steamer north to Montana and works in the hard-fighting town of Bannack, which grew up overnight. And he becomes a witness to the vigilantes establishing of rounding up 20 people and hanging them in a month's time there. And he gets to know not only the vigilantes, but he gets to know the people who got hung or hanged. And so you see, it's both an adventure story and it's also an expose of history of that time, how history got it wrong, the official history got it wrong. So the book is also an explanation about how history can lie to us.
Yeah, in our minds, we have a different view of what a vigilante is, don't we?
We do. The vigilantes, incidentally, were all Masons. They were very righteous people who were very ambitious and saw an opportunity to turn that territory into a political unit. And so with their righteousness, they hanged all these people who were mostly roughnecks hanging in saloons and things like that. Not somebody you'd want to have for dinner, but they also didn't kill people, and they were charged with killing people.
Yeah, the impressions that I think that we're left with vigilantes is so different than what you've actually talked about in your book, and you're talking about how history got it wrong. What do you hope people take away from reading your novel?
Well, first of all, a lot of fun in reading it because it's an adventure story, but also a sense of a history of that time. Western history can be very interesting if it's done right. And so you have a sense of not only of Western history, but how Western history has shaped our history, our contemporary history. The past is prologue. The things that happened then are also the things that are happening now. So you have both the pleasure of a story and also the icing on the cake is learning something about American and Western history and how that has influenced our history, our contemporary society.
Yeah, I agree with that. You can see that, and you can see that in reading your story. So what's next? This was so well done. I have to assume you have another book on the brain, do you?
No, I'm afraid I don't, but I'm getting a little too old to go back and tell stories like that. But that's received a lot of very very nice compliments over. And so I'll stand on that.
I like that. I like how you said that. I'll stand on that. Bannock, A Growing Up Story in the Vigilante West. It's terrific. You can escape in it. You'll have fun. I think Jerry said that as well, and that's one of the things I took away from it. So you can pick it up on Amazon and wherever great books are sold. Jerry, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
And I'm going to put my Stetson on, and I'm going to look for you when I go to Santa Fe.
I hope so, yes.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.